Thank you. Didn't have a girlfriend at the time, but I do now.
Same way.
Yeah. But our buddy, you know, the Badger Mountain Creek, that's all real there. And our friends, we'd go out and we'd pick and we'd sing and we'd do the crazy thing we couldn't remember the next day. But that flowed.
It makes it easier to write songs when people give place names interesting, descriptive names, like Badger Mountain Woods.
Okay, hey, thank you. There's an airstrip on top of that thing. It's guarded with three German Shepherds. Believe me, I outran them. And then I went back looking for my friend, and I couldn't find him anywhere, and I found out he was faster than me and didn't care where I was. Yeah, but that was a stream of consciousness song that happened all at once. With no intention other than the fact that I was sitting there with a Mel Bay chord book trying to learn America songs so I could jam with my friends.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where that came from.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. I think a lot of the best tunes I find tend to come out at once, you know, kind of like that. Just sort of if you can just sit down and let it come out, I think it somehow can create really good stuff. It's like an interesting paradox. Bill's talking about going and actually like workshopping and woodshedding really hard, and I think that's like you really have to do that. I think you have to write like tons and tons of songs before you have a perspective on just like, is this a good song or is this not a good song? But at the same time, it can have like diminishing returns if you work too hard. I feel like you kind of
absolutely.
Like try too hard to like inject some sense of like meaning or like, I don't know, just like it's like an interesting kind of paradox. Like you sort of have to work really hard at your craft, but also let yourself back off. Do you feel like that too?
Absolutely. I think that after you do it lots and lots and lots, like shooting free throws or whatever, you know, you sort of become intuitive about what's going to work, and you let yourself go in that direction. Whereas you may have chased it in the wrong direction the first 40 times you did it or 50 times you did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think you're right. I think it's a combination of inspiration and perspiration. But
inspiration, perspiration. And sometimes saturation.
Saturation?
And constipation. Block. Oh, we're moving back to Julie and Andrew.
I kind of want to do this song. You're talking about not doing stuff like for commercial reasons. We're doing a terrible job of picking songs here because none of these are recorded. But I promise you, we have three exceptional CDs that you can purchase from us. None of these tunes are on them. But
where can we get these CDs?
We got a little
back.
Suitcase right there.
We got a little suitcase right here. We'll just be hanging out afterwards.
And what your programs do for their next set?
Elena was talking about kind of her songs coming from sort of an emotional level, and it reminded me, you know, Bob Dylan's birthday was not that long ago, and I was reading this article that was an interview kind of in the era when he did his Shadows in the Night record, when he was doing all those like Frank Sinatra tunes, and he said, he was like, when you're young, you can get away with a lot of emotion, you know, but when you're old, like, you can't get away with that anymore.
Was it angst? Was that the, or I don't remember.
I don't know. I think he said it, if you're young, you got to be really emotional, but if when you get old, you got to get wise, or else you kind of look like a fool, you know, this like 70-year-old man like crying about a breakup, you know, like
you look at one.
Oh no! But anyway, I thought that was kind of a fun interview. But this is sort of a halfway emotional. I don't know, kind of an emotion I was feeling at a certain point. Anyway, it's called "It Might Be Time to Get a Straight Job." All right.